No event has ever had such long-range planning. Nothing has ever had such numerous and accurate prophetic foretelling. And nothing, I repeat, absolutely nothing, has had so many pictures portraying it. No event has ever been, nor will any event ever be so important. What is it, do you ask? It is the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he accomplished on the cross of Calvary nearly 2,000 years ago. The planning was before the foundation of the world. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 1:19-21, redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. The prophecy foretold extends throughout the entire Old Testament, beginning with Genesis 3:15, with the promise of the seed of the woman coming to bruise the head of the serpent, and in doing so would have its heel bruised, and continuing through the writings of Moses, the writings of the psalmists, and the writings of the prophets, we have his death foretold. The pictures also portraying his death are drawn for us in all the holy writings. From the time that Abel offered his sacrifice of a lamb by faith, and thereby found favor with God, throughout the whole entire Jewish biblical history, we have pictures of the only way of salvation through the death and the shedding of blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, the death of Christ, then, was God-planned in eternity past. It was prophesied and pictured in Holy Scriptures and finally executed on Calvary's cross. Now, from the time of the advent of Jesus Christ into the world, when he came into the world to save sinners, all man's history is dated. B.C., or before Christ, A.D., the year of our Lord, or after Christ, is attached to every historical event of the past or the present. And God, in this, has seen to it that a constant witness, which none can gainsay, nor refute, nor forget, is set before all men, and before you, the listener, that you might be reminded that you have to do with him, the one who died for you, who was buried, but who arose from among the dead, and who has ascended to the glory, and who is coming again. Now today, I wish to bring before you 5 reasons why the Lord Jesus Christ died. Now, believing that in these 5 reasons we have a presentation of God's good news, and believing that God uses this presentation of the gospel by his Holy Spirit to convict souls of their need and to bring them to himself, I seek today, with the help of God, to set these reasons before you, dear listening friend, and I trust that God will use them to your eternal blessing. Let me ask you to give particular attention to what I present today. You may never have opportunity again to hear words whereby ye might be saved. First of all, I would like to read in 1 Peter 3:18 the reason that Christ died is to give you a new destiny. Peter writes of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And he says, Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. The new destiny that you need is the destiny that will bring you to God. God in his heaven. It is either that or Satan and his hell. The Lord Jesus came to die and to suffer for your sins. that they might be removed from you, and that you might have a clear way to the presence of God. Christ died to bring you to God. You are helpless to get there yourself, and no one else can bring you. It is Christ who gave his life to bring you to God. He suffered for your sins. Let me ask, have you this new destiny? Or are you still rushing headlong to a lost eternity? The Bible tells us there's a broad way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go thereon. There's a narrow way that leads to life. Few there be that find it. God grant that today you might be amongst that number who will see that Christ died to give you a new destiny, an eternal destiny, and that's what it is, not just for 1,000,000 years, but for eternity. A new destiny is heaven, the presence of God, the paradise of God, where Jesus now is on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Next, in Galatians chapter 1, we'll notice that Christ died to give you a new deliverance. Verse 4, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. The world is under the judgment of God. And unless you are delivered from the world, you will succumb to the judgment of God. You'll be judged with the world. The Lord Jesus came and died, and those that trust in him are delivered from this present evil world, delivered from the judgment of the world. Have you been delivered from the world? Or are you still of the world, and thus under the condemnation that belongs to it? God has appointed the day in which he will judge the world, and the only way to escape it is to trust Christ, flee to him for refuge. Christ died that you might have this deliverance. Also, he died that you might be delivered from your sins. We read, who loved us and gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity. You need to be redeemed from your sins, to be set free from your sins. The new deliverance that you need is the deliverance from the guilt and power of sin. This is why Jesus died. We cannot with our sins get into the presence of God in glory, but Christ died that they might be removed from us, and the precious blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Also in Hebrews 2, we read that Christ died that we might be delivered from the power and the fear of death. This is why he came into the world and took a body, that he might give his body in death to deliver us from the one that had the power of death, that is the devil, and to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Tell me, are you fearful of death? Oh, you should be if you're not ready to die. Death in your sins means eternal punishment and banishment from God's presence. But you need not die. The Lord Jesus said that those that trust in him pass from death unto life. You trust him as your Savior, you receive everlasting life and shall not come into judgment. You shall pass from death to life. Well, Christ died to effect this deliverance for you. You need not fear death. If you trust Christ as your Savior, death for you is a going into his presence, forever with the Lord, at home with the Lord, with Christ, which is far better. This is the hope and the portion of every believer. But if you're not saved or born again, well might you fear death, because death for you will mean a death in your sins, a death in the blackness of darkness forever, where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But Christ died to deliver you from the fear of death. Also, Christ died to give you a new desire. What is your desire now? Is it to have money? Is it to have long life perhaps here on earth? Have health? to have a life whereby you might be pleased and satisfied and get everything that your heart's desire. Oh, friend, nothing in this world can satisfy you but what God has provided in His beloved Son. If you're desiring money, don't forget they take wings and flee away. Your desire for health, for instance, can only be of a short term. Your desire for well-being here, how short all this is. You might desire, too, to please yourself, but is this what leads to a happy life and a full life, a satisfied life? You know it isn't. A selfish person is never happy. He's miserable. Well, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of His death, you can have a new desire, a desire that will fill your life with peace and joy and hope and satisfaction, and a life, too, that is unending. In 2 Corinthians 5, we read, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." I'm no doubt speaking to many believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can attest to the reality of this statement. The love of Christ wins your heart and causes you to yield yourself to Him. And thus you find a new desire that brings you joy. The world cannot do this. No one else can give you this. But this is what Christ died to procure for you. Next, you'll notice in 1 John chapter 4, in verse 4, the Epistle of John, "Ye are of God, little children, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The Lord Jesus Christ died that you might have a new dynamic or power." We are weak. We're without strength naturally. We cannot cope with our problems. We need divine help, divine power. Now, consequent upon the death of Christ, in His resurrection and ascension to the glory, the Spirit of God was sent into the world to indwell every believer. This is what John refers to in this verse that I've just read. The Spirit of God is the one who is greater in power than he that is in the world. The world is powerful in its influence for evil. For the god of this world is Satan himself, and you're no match for him. But Christ died that you might have power within yourself to live victoriously for the one whom you wish to please, to overcome the world through Him, to overcome the temptations of the flesh and of sin. God does not leave you to your own resources. He gives you the power of His Holy Spirit. This is what Christ died to procure. Next and finally, the Lord Jesus died that you might be established in a new dominion. In the book of Romans, chapter 14, we read verse 8, "For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living." Christ died for you that you might have a new master, that you might have a Lord, a loving Lord. You have a master now if you're not saved. Perhaps you do not realize it. But you know, you're either serving the Lord Jesus or else serving Satan. Yes, that's true. You may not realize it. Because the god of this age blinds the eyes of those that believe not. You're the servant of Satan. Serving sin, serving self, serving the world. Not serving God. But the Lord Jesus Christ came and died that you might be delivered, as we have noticed, from the world, from sin, and from Satan, and thereby have a new desire, and have a new dynamic, and have a new Lord, a loving Lord, one who wishes your blessing, and blessing it will be in your whole life as you are subject to Him. He does not make any unreasonable demands. His are the demands of love. And His demands are those which bring liberty and freedom, for they bring us into conformity with Himself and in fellowship with Himself. How wondrous it is. Now, do you have this new dominion? No man can serve two masters. You're either under one or the other. You either hate the one and love the other, or love the one and hate the other. What is your attitude toward the Lord Jesus Christ? Is He your Lord? Now, this is why Christ died. And nothing more needs to be done for you. It remains only that you realize what your need is, and that in realizing it, you come in repentance to Him against whom you have sinned, and He's willing and ready to forgive. And then you'll receive the benefits of His death and resurrection. Now, if you don't come to Him, oh, let me warn you, you will die in your sin, and you will be punished for your sin. The sin and punishment that you bring upon yourself, you'll reap in an eternity of blackness and darkness. Now, this is God's Word. And how near you may be to eternity this very moment. And if you die in your sins, you cannot come back and profit from your experience. It is final. Oh, will you not today realize this need not be? Your destiny now can be changed. You can have a new destiny instead of hell. It can be heaven, for sure. Your deliverance from sin and from world, from Satan, can be effected right now. You can have a new desire, a new dynamic, and a new dominion where there's liberty and joy. Let me quote in closing, in case there is someone that wishes to know how this can be, I quote one verse. God's Word that tells us that should you wish this deliverance on the basis of the finished work of Christ, all you need do is to believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and be saved. I quote Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. May God give you to take that word and bless what we've had today to every listener.